USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth is now lying in state at Westminster Hall after a procession from Buckingham Palace. A service was held in her honor with members of the royal family in attendance, including King Charles. Massive crowds have already descended on London for both the procession and the Queen's lying in state. Lawmakers are throwing a spotlight on social media threats to Homeland Security. A Democratic-led Senate hearing taking place on Tuesday with Ohio Republican Congressman Rob Portman saying Congress must pass legislation demanding more transparency from social media giants.
In the product development process, create an asymmetric information environment in which the platforms know all, yet the users and policymakers and the public actually know very little.
He also warned about China's influence over TikTok users in America. The White House is bringing rail and union officials for a high-stakes day of talks in Washington Wednesday. The White House saying a rail strike would have broad and profound impacts on the shipment of food products across the United States. Both sides saying an agreement needs to be reached by week's end. A GoFundMe has been set up for a Des Moines teen sentenced to probation for killing her suspected rapist. Piper Lewis was sentenced Tuesday to 5 years on probation and ordered to pay $150,000 to the estate of the man she killed. Now, a GoFundMe to help her raise money has brought in well over $100,000. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday traveling to Detroit to check out the Detroit Auto Show. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The mayor of an Illinois town is calling for an apology after the governor's office suggested that it's xenophobic to complain about illegal immigrants being housed in the suburbs. Appearing on Fox News, Elk Grove Village Mayor Craig Johnson adds that he was only given very little information before the illegal immigrants were sent to his community.
These migrants are humans. Yeah. We'll treat them with the respect and dignity they deserve, and we'll give them jobs. We'll help take care of them. But don't call us ever again xenophobic.
The last primaries of the 2022 election cycle took place on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the results.
The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. In the New Hampshire gubernatorial race, Democrat Tom Sherman will face Republican Chris Sununu in November.
More and more Americans are losing sleep due to concerns about the state of the world. A national survey found more than 2,000 participants find that the changes over the past few years are keeping Americans awake at night. Nearly 1 in 5 respondents say they struggle to fall asleep because they are too worried about everything happening around them. The 2020 Emmys are seeing record low ratings numbers. Nielsen numbers show the awards show dropped 25% from last year in total viewers, hitting a new record low. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.